Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger at the Hanson Wade Big Data in Healthcare Show. I'm here with Scott Pingree, Intermountain Healthcare Director of Strategic Planning and Chair of High Cost Patient Review and Hotspotting, which is a big data project. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, just give us a brief overview of your big data project, which involved a 5-year study of high cost patients that you call hotspotting.
Essentially, what we were doing was trying to understand better the top 1% to top 5% of high-cost patients in our system. So we began looking at that many years ago and then put together a data set that would help us to capture all the costs and try to understand some of the trending in those costs.
And how do you get apples-to-apples data across disparate data systems on multiple campuses? You're spread out all through the state of Utah, so there must have been some complications in normalizing your data.
Well, our system architectures are, you know, we've been around for some years, so they have consistency across the state. But I mostly rely on our data analysts that have much more expertise in that regard, and they can interpret those kinds of challenges and then of course make sure that they're aggregating the data in the appropriate ways.
How did you figure out, looking at these mountains of data over 5 years of your most expensive patients, most costly to care for patients, how did you find out the relevant data points from which you could develop interventions to cut costs?
Well, I think we started with the aggregate data set, and then we started to drill into it, to try to segment it, to try to understand where were those costs. So we knew that there were large costs. We wanted to understand where those costs were being incurred. So we did a lot of different cuts of that data. So, for example, we looked at service line to try to understand what were the costs by service line. Then we started to look at patient types. There were so many different avenues to pursue, and we're still in that process. I wouldn't say we've exhausted it. It's ongoing learning, and as we learn things, we, you know, try to apply those learnings to then, you know, hopefully improve the patient coordination, the patient care that's being provided. But I would say that there are many, many ways you can use that and try to analyze it. I'll give you one example. We did look at patients that were in the high-cost category for 5 years straight and found that, for example, in that scenario, we found that there was a large percentage of their care that was being provided. It was renal care, and we needed to understand where that. And then we looked at the venue that was occurring at. It was primarily in three clinics. And so we took that information, we shared that with the different clinics and tried to identify those patients to understand how we could better help provide more efficient care. And so there's nuggets like that that you can glean after you've had time to work through that data. And there's a lot of collaboration that goes on as well. You know, as you're working with the clinicians and trying to understand what are they seeing from their perspective and how are they interpreting that same data. So I would say that there are many and multiple opportunities to review through that data. It's a matter of getting started and then, you know, seeing where the data leads you.
What can health systems, in your mind, learn from looking at the data of their high-cost patients?
Well, hopefully, you know, one of the end goals is to try to provide care, hopefully better care even, at lowest appropriate cost. I mean, that's our objective. That's what we're trying to go for here, is better clinical quality, better cost outcomes, more efficient care. I think it's the objectives that as a healthcare system we're all hopefully striving for. But those are the big picture objectives. And then how they go about doing it probably depends on the circumstance in which they find themselves and the care that they're providing. How do they do that more efficiently? How do they do it with better clinical efficacy? How do they do those things? Those are the questions to ask. Yeah.
And I'm not speaking about Intermountain specifically, but in general, it sometimes can be that the data science department or the IT department and the clinical department, the medical leadership, are two separate entities. How do you foster collaboration between them so that they leverage each other's skills to get the job done on improving care and lowering costs?
Well, there's always going to be a lot of team members. You mentioned two different groups. There's a variety, though, across the continuum of care, and I think the key is just collaborating together, working together to try and understand what is the data telling you, and then vetting that and confirming that, in fact, that's really what we're seeing in the data. And I think it takes a team to do that. And, you know, what you realize over time, what I've learned is just it does take a team to do things. It's not really up to one person or one group. It's really going to be a collective effort to really make changes. So data is just a part of it. And then, of course, you have all the other folks that are providing the clinical care and instituting the intervention. So it's really a team-based activity.
Look 5 years down the road. Do you think data analytics and business intelligence, you know, in your imagination, will be easier? The products will be much more simple to use, and standards will be enforced in healthcare so that it's not such a very difficult, finely tuned thing that it is today, that you're basically building it from scratch, project by project, right? Will it get off the shelf, do you think? Will it get easier?
I don't know. I suspect as we get more experience with it, I assume our ability to interpret and to work through the data will improve. I think you could hope for that. You could expect for that, those kinds of incremental gains. As far as, you know, will there be off-the-shelf solutions that will produce the outcomes you're looking for? I don't know that. I think that clearly, you know, there will be providers out there that will help you to do that, probably in a more efficient way. But there's always going to be the work that needs to be done of the interpretation and the learnings, and I think that just comes through experience and time, you know. And my experience is too that, you know, that comes through the teamwork that you have, and as you've worked together on interpreting data, your ability to do it improves over time.
All right. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.